My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She is president of the Galen Institute, one of the most respected healthcare policy organizations in the country. You may remember a couple of months ago, Grace Marie joined us to explain that, yes, last year's great disappointment among Republicans to repeal or at least greatly reform Obamacare is not officially dead. In fact, there's a renewed effort here before the midterm elections to tackle it in earnest. She joins me now to explain what progress may have been made in those past couple of months. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, a pleasure to be with you. And health reform is not dead. Members of Congress are seared from their experience last year in trying to pass repeal and replace legislation and not being able to get that through, largely because of one down vote in the Senate in last summer. But there was an effort at the very end of September to come up with basically a different idea, an idea that's actually more consistent with conservative principles, that really would move power and control back to consumers, put doctors and patients back in charge of healthcare decisions. And that is basically saying we need to move resources and more authority back to the states to heal their health insurance markets that have been broken by Obamacare. And that is an effort that our policy group has been working with in Washington, both in Washington with a lot of state-based think tanks, with secretaries of health in different states, to come up with a policy proposal that really is a grassroots effort to present it to Congress and say, this is what we think needs to be done. We are going to hold a launch event next Wednesday afternoon here in Washington with a number of governors here, state legislators, and others saying, this is the right idea. We can work with this. And then we believe that the Senate is going to take our recommendations seriously and hopefully we'll be able to move this forward. There are a lot of forces that are going to, we think, bring them back to health reform this summer, even though they'd really like to do something else.
They've made that pretty clear. But let's talk about what exactly is in the bill. With giving a lot of this authority back over to the states, it would seem like there's not that many pages in this thing. So how is this exactly structured in terms of federal legislation?
Well, what it would do, and of course we're making the policy recommendations and the legislation will be written by members of Congress, but basically we're saying that taking this money that's currently going to insurance companies, dumping more and more money into Medicaid, these sort of open-ended entitlements, let us turn those into a block grant and distribute that money among the different states and give them more flexibility in how they spend that money in order to be able to provide better resources for and better choices for health insurance and lower costs. Half of the money would have to go toward supporting the purchase of private commercially available health insurance. That's not something that right now, you know, some states may say, oh, we'll just put everybody in Medicaid. Well, that's not going to work. And we're also going to make sure that low-income people are covered and that people who have high-risk expenses because they may have chronic illnesses, they may have an organ transplant, they need to have extra subsidies, separate subsidies. And basically we're saying that everybody who's on a public program in a state should also be able to choose a private plan if they want and not be shoved into Medicaid if that's what the state is doing for some of their population. Let them take the value of that money and buy a private policy. So it really is designed to give people more choices, to re-energize the markets for health insurance at the state level, and to make sure that people who are vulnerable and who really do need extra help in purchasing coverage get that coverage. And we think that the moment is really ripe as people are going to start seeing premium increases coming throughout the summer from, you know, Obamacare is just not working, that we actually have no more people covered in the individual market today than we did before Obamacare passed. We've spent all this money. We have turned our health insurance system upside down, and no more people have private health insurance. Now, yes, there are more people covered, but the great majority of them are on Medicaid, which, as we know, is a terrible program for many people. You cannot find a physician to see you. You can't find a specialist, especially if you've got heart disease, you've got lung problems, you've got any number of infectious diseases. It's very difficult to get a specialist to see you if you're on Medicaid. People need the option of private coverage, quality coverage that gives them not only access to coverage, but actually access to care.
Grace Marie, just about a minute left in our conversation here. That sounds like this is perhaps a more polished version of the Graham-Cassidy legislation that was brought up in the Senate at the last minute while the reconciliation option was still on the table. So where do we stand in terms of getting the votes? Do you get the sense that there actually might be a few Democrats that would get on board with this and maybe get to 60? Or is there going to be an effort to bring the reconciliation process back and just make it a simple majority? How's that expected to work?
There is not an expectation that you could get enough Democrats to get to 60 votes. So yes, this would be done through the reconciliation process. And they got that done when they decided to do the tax bill last winter. They did the reconciliation bill in a week. And remember, the Senate is going to stay in session most of August. So they're going to be here and they're going to actually have time to begin to address this issue. And I think it's going to converge with a time when they're getting extra pressure from their constituents to do something on health reform. And when we roll out this plan, I think people will see this is a better idea. It's based upon the chassis of Graham-Cassidy, block grants to the state, with a lot of refinements that make this a much better bill and that we think may actually get maybe not every single Republican to support it, but both Republicans who are moderate as well as conservative, getting that continuum of support that they need up with Republicans. I just think the closer we get to an election, the more difficult it gets to get for people to cross party lines.
Lastly, I won't ask you to predict whether it gets across the finish line, but do you predict that leaders in the House and Senate will bring this up for a significant debate before the midterms?
Well, Senator McConnell will bring it up. If we have 50 people in the Senate saying that they will support this, and you probably have 46 or 47 right now, if you get those last few and say, yeah, bring this up, Senator McConnell will bring this to the floor right away. He wants to do health reform. The president wants to do health reform. Many members want to do health reform. The Senate has to go first, and then the House can follow after that. We think it won't be very hard to get it through the House. The Senate is really where the focus will be over the next several weeks, and I'm pretty optimistic. I'd give it a 50-50 chance, which is a lot more than most people on Capitol Hill would give it.
Well, the promise was made in multiple election cycles. We'll see if it's kept before the next one's over, or the current one's over, really. Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Pleasure.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.